Chapter 34. By this time I was a little recovered. I thought, when I first began to wake, that I had been in a sweet sleep. But, as I said above, I wondered where I was, how I came upon the ground, and what was the matter. A few moments after, as sense returned, I felt pain, though I did not know where, so I clapped my hand to my head, and took it away bloody. Then I felt my headache. And in a moment memory returned, and everything was present to me again. I jumped upon my feet instantly, and got hold of my sword, but no enemies were in view. I found a Tartar lying dead, and his horse standing very quietly by him, and, looking further, I saw my deliverer, who had been to see what the Chinese had done, coming back with his hanger in his hand. The old man, seeing me on my feet, came running to me, and joyfully embraced me, being afraid before, that I had been killed. Seeing me bloody, he would see how I was hurt, but it was not much, only what we call a broken head. Neither did I afterwards find any great inconvenience from the blow, for it was well again in 2 or 3 days. We made no great gain, however, by this victory, for we lost a camel, and gained a horse. I paid for the lost camel, and sent for another, but I did not go to fetch it myself. I had had enough of that. The city of Nam, which we were approaching, is a frontier of the Chinese Empire, and is fortified in their fashion. We wanted, as I have said, above 2 days' journey of this city, when messengers were sent express to every part of the road, to tell all travelers and caravans to halt till they had a guard sent for them. For that an unusual body of Tartars, making 10,000 in all, had appeared in the way, about 30 miles beyond the city. This was very bad news to travelers. However, it was carefully done of the governor, and we were very glad to hear we should have a guard. Accordingly, 2 days after, we had 200 soldiers sent us from a garrison of the Chinese on our left, and 300 more from the city of Nam, and with these we advanced boldly. The 300 soldiers from Nam marched in our front, the 200 in our rear, and our men on each side of our camels, with our baggage and the whole caravan in the center. In this order, and well prepared for battle, we thought ourselves a match for the whole 10,000 Mogul Tartars, if they had appeared. But the next day, when they did appear, it was quite another thing. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.